I will turn over the gavel to the vice chair.
Thank you very much, Senator Hernandez. This bill is file item number one, and it's SB 289. And when you're ready, Mr. Chairman, just fire at will.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Excuse me. A clinical laboratory scientist, or CLS, conducts a wide range of diagnostic assessments, from blood tests to genetic testing, in order to assist physicians in diagnosing illness and determining treatment plans. This bill would broaden the definition of an approved training site for a CLS. Right now, the training has to be done in a single laboratory site, and this one has proven to be very costly for the facility involved. Training a single CLS can run a hospital up to $100,000 over the course of a 50-week training period. What this bill would do would allow an institution of higher education to coordinate a 50-week period among several sites rather than a single site. This would allow more hospitals to participate because it would lessen the cost involved in the host facility. The bill has no opposition. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Are there witnesses in support?
Yes.
Give us your name and your testimony, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Connie Delgado with the California Hospital Association, wanting to thank the Senator for his thoughtfulness in addressing the issue of workforce shortage. These are critical people to the healthcare workforce, and trying to find the most efficient way to get them through the process, and the use of this consolidated training site does that. For those reasons, we are in support.
All right, thank you very much. Are there any other witnesses in support? Seeing none, are there any witnesses in opposition? I see no witnesses in opposition, but I do believe we have just established a quorum, so let's take a break for a moment and ask the Secretary to call the roll to establish a quorum.
Senator Hernandez. Hernandez here. Harmon.
Here.
Harmon here. Alquist.
Here.
Alquist here. Anderson. Lakesley. DeLeon. DeSaunier. DeSaunier here. Rubio. Volk.
Here.
Volk here.
We have a quorum established, and we had gone through opposition and saw no testimony. Are there questions or comments from committee members? All right. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Any further questions or discussions? Looks like none. You want to close, Senator Hernandez?
I just respectfully ask your aye vote, Mr.
Thank
Chair.
You very much. Clerk will please call the roll.
Senator Hernandez? Hernandez, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Anderson? Lakesley? DeLeon? DeSaunier? DeSaunier, aye. Rubio? Volk? Volk, aye.
The count is 5-0, and the you want to leave the roll open for missing members, or do you? I'll leave it over to you, Mr. Chair. You decide if you want to leave the roll open or not. Here comes another member. Here's another member.
Let's we'll lift the call, the assembly amendments to be concurred in. The current vote count is 5-0. It's SB 289. Call the absent members.
Senator Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Lakesley?
Aye.
Lakesley, aye.
Oh, sorry. That's how it sounds.
DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. Rubio?
That bill has 7. The bill is out. And that concludes the business for the Assembly held for today.